A Beijing court has convicted a man of bigamy or 重婚罪 after it was found out that he had 4 wives over the course of 8 years. There were years when he was enjoying the life of being so-called married to 2 women at the same time. How could this have happened in the first place? And what can we do to prevent such a thing from happening again? Guys, could you please portray this very interesting case for me first before we...go into a thorough discussion of bigamy.
It is a fascinating case. I wonder, though, how much could you really enjoy being married to 2 people? I feel like 1 marriage to get right is hard enough, whereas 2, but you know.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. But, Brian, just looking at you, I have the privilege of seeing your face and listening to your
voice. This is
true? Yes. And although you're saying that, but on your face, I see this really... like, lovely smile, and your face is kind of pink, and I suspect for guys, you probably think this is not such a bad idea. Okay, I'm just trying to get into to really know you, Brian.
Okay, yes. Actually, I have to admit, I have married 40 women over the past 2 years.
At the same time.
It was just one big wedding, you know. That's all it was. But no, but about this case, though. So we have this guy. He's a middle-aged dude from Henan Province. He was sentenced to not even 2 years in prison here in Beijing. But he didn't accept the judgment. He's going to appeal. So he's done this, and he doesn't think that what he's done is, well, apparently wrong, it seems. But as we heard, it started out actually in March 2008, married 1 woman, in Beijing, I think. And then he married another one in Shandong later that year. Then in March 2010, I guess he likes March for whatever reason, he divorced both women. And then 3 months later, he married a woman from Inner Mongolia. And then he returns to Hunan, and in August 2012, he marries another woman. So after learning of his exciting adventures in marriage, the 3rd and 4th women divorced him last year and went together with the first wife and reported him to the police. So it's quite a tale.
Mm. Yeah, I think, you know, in this day and age, so many people have been working so hard to find the beloved one, the single beloved one. Yeah, this one, this man has the privilege of having 4 wives, although not at the same time, but, you know, 2 at the same time. That's how can he handle so many wives at the same time?
I feel like if this would be a more legitimate question, if it was a more normal case, because in a normal case, you would presumably care about being a good spouse. I don't think that was in this guy's, you know, top 5, maybe top 10 priorities there. That's just my feeling, given that he's gone through all this.
But you know, this person, surname Chen, had children with the 1st and 2nd wives.
Yeah.
And the bigamy surfaced when the first woman sued him in 2015, which is last year, over a child rearing dispute. If it were not this dispute, people will not discover that he had actually 4 wives.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I guess because normally, why would you suspect someone of doing this? Now, admittedly, in China, the situation is perhaps a little bit different than other places. There's been this historical kind of tradition of having concubines or mistresses. Not that it's widespread, but it's something that has happened here to a greater extent than in, say, the United States is nettled anyway, so that doesn't matter, but in say the West there. So mistresses do happen in society. That is a thing. But again, in general,
in the Qing dynasty, hundreds
people have mistresses now, you know that.
Well, but it's never on paper. Right? It's
this
not
is true.
Recognized by law.
This is true. This is very true. And actually, one of the things that really surprised me about this, why would you, I mean, some people have mistresses. That's not a good thing, but that's another thing.
Are you sure it's not a good thing? Because
you're smiling all the time.
It's telling me a different story.
Right.
Our dear listeners, I wish you could see Brian's face.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame.
That's one thing. But why when you could get a mistress, why would you bother...
What?
To having
That's
2
your
wives.
Argument?
No. This is my question. I think this is all ridiculous, but I'm just confused and befuddled and bemused by why you would go to all this trouble. Because, I mean, admittedly, again, mistress bad, but that seems a lesser amount of potential trouble. Because, you know, if you have a mistress and things go wrong, all right, your wife finds out and then there's that trouble, but there's no legal trouble probably. With this, I mean, he's dealing with four different women over the course of these 8 years, and he's got the legal aspects as well. So I don't know what this guy is thinking, or if he's just a complete idiot, or I don't know.
Maybe this guy has been enjoying the process of having two women as his wives.
And having two weddings and all that stuff. But
four weddings, I would assume.
Yeah,
four weddings.
But at least this person, he was having two wives at the same time after divorcing the first two. This is, okay, that is hardly a compliment to him. But what's really strange for me is, aren't these women supposed to sort of try to find out the background of this guy if you're marrying him? How could you not know there are other women existing and he's got a so-called marriage with a previous person already?
Right. Well, I would say when you go to register your marriage, that whole database should be it should work very well, so that if you're already in the database as currently being married, you shouldn't be able to get married again. So there's that issue. There's the official part. But on a personal level, I mean, I don't think people should be expected to check their, you know, whether or not their potential marriage partners, their fiancés, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, are married. I think that's not a reasonable sort of assumption. I mean, certainly you want to get to know this person. In this day and age, you know, you Google them, you Baidu them, whatever, because that's how it is. And presumably if you find information about them being married, you want to look into that. But, I mean, generally, again, I don't think, regardless of the situation, I don't think there should be any kind of presumption on the part of someone who's looking to get married that, oh, maybe that person might be married, unless you have a particular reason, like, you know, you see pictures of kids from that might, you know, that have a resemblance, and there's denials of having been married things like that. Without a certain, I guess, cause for suspicion, I don't think there's any reason to kind of put this presumption of having to look this up and having to do the research in this situation.
I think these four women have done some research themselves. But, you know, something related to one's career is very easy to identify on the internet. However, if you're talking about the marriage situation or marital status, it's very hard to find any related information online, right? And if you Google or Baidu this person, in reality, there is an article online telling a story about Chen's rags-to-riches personal story. And many people actually bought his story, including his four wives. You know, two of his wives have got master's degree, and they did research online, finding that, you know, he is a very successful entrepreneur, and he has more than 10 companies himself, and how he made him successful after failing the college entrance examination when he was 18 years old. So that was like a rags to riches story, very inspiring, and a lot of women bought the article and the story, and finally they got married.
So just one question here, Luoyu, could you please help me just answer it, I suppose. Was that story a complete lie too?
I've no idea.
Okay.
I've no idea, because we haven't got any verified information whether this story is true or false. But you could find thousands of similar stories online.
I'm going to make a snarky comment here. So we're talking about this person here who had four wives, 10 companies as well. I mean, maybe he really had 10 companies, but this seems like a lot of things that he's going through. And generally, I mean, maybe if over, you know, a 50-year career or whatever, you have 10 companies, sure, that makes a certain greater amount of sense. But going through all this so quickly, it makes you wonder, I think.
Yeah. And, okay, let's just make it clear that this is against the law of being so-called married to more than one person at the same time.
It's not against the law in some of the Muslim countries, though.
Well, we're on Chinese soil. So in China, you know, there is no discussion of such because it's simple and clear. What does the law say in punishment to bigamy?
Well, what it does say is that you get 2 years in prison at most under the current Chinese criminal law. Interestingly, it also says that anyone who has a spouse shall be prohibited to cohabit with another person of the opposite sex. So even if you're not officially married, you can still get into trouble with the same law if you should be living with your spouse, but you're living with someone else of the opposite sex instead. So watch out for that there. I mean, you shouldn't be in that situation anyway, I would think, unless there's some strange example. And I assume family doesn't count in this. But, you know, just do the right thing anyway.
Do the right thing.
And what's really surprising is this guy only gets 2 years. Well, less than 2 years. 22 months after being married to four women.
Yeah, but again,
what is going on?
The law says 2 years in prison at most. So according to the law, which, you know, whatever that is what's there.
Yeah, but this man has committed bigamy for at least twice.
Yeah.
Should it be at least 4 years for him in prison?
You know, that's an interesting, you know, maybe what they could do, they could take the entire time when he was committing bigamy, the two different instances, and add that time together and have that as like the minimum, and maybe just go for doubling it or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, that might do that there. Who knows?
Okay, so I think we've given this man enough attention and discussion. So guys, how can we prevent this from happening again in the future?
Well, there, part of the reason I think why this happened is because while you go register to marry, there's a database there, but he was doing this in different provinces. Again, he's from Shandong. I think his first marriage, he got married in Beijing.
Right.
Excuse me, he's from Hunan, but his second marriage was in Shandong. Yeah, it's all crazy. Too much stuff there. One of the women he married, I think his third wife, was Inner Mongolia, and I presume that's where he registered his marriage. And then I think the other one was from his home province of Hunan. So four different places. The databases, I'm sure in each of those were fine, or I hope they were, but they're not connected. There's no national database. And I think that is part of the answer here. I mean, you would certainly want that. Mm. And had that been the case, I don't think he would have been able to do this. I mean, that's not to say he wouldn't have, you know, done any kind of, wrongdoing or misdeeds, but at least he wouldn't been able to do exactly this and to this extent.
Absolutely. We've seen this urgent need of establishing this national network of sharing marital status or marriage situation. I mean, it's disgraceful and humiliating that four provincial levels are not interlinked with each other. And if you got registered in Shandong, then all of a sudden, if you move back to Beijing, you got another wedding ceremony there and married to another woman. It's ridiculous. So this is the establishing of this national network. And China's government has been so determined in 2011. According to an article from that year, it says China's exploding wealth has created a culture of secret mistresses, as you said, and second wives. Now officials are putting marriage records online so lovers and spouses can check for cheaters. That's an article published in 2011, and after 5 years have been passed, you know, you've seen no tangible results in this regard. Also, when it comes to hukou, I think the Public Security Bureau also has to upgrade personal information. Like this morning, yeah, He Yang, you go ahead.
Here's my chance to fill in, to give an example to Luo Yu's argument that, yes, I do agree that our hukou probably needs to be updated a little bit more often, although this could mean extra trouble of bureaucratic trouble for people. But still, on my hukou page, my education level is still primary school.
Wow.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if a person gets married, like in certain countries, the marriage status is shown on your ID card. So it's very easy for your spouse to find out your marital status.
But
we don't have that in China.
No, right. That's funny. I don't know. I think putting it online, that might be, I think there's issues with privacy there, but putting it on your ID, that's not a bad idea. I mean, at least it would probably prevent this. Not that it can't be faked, but it would have that extra step.
Hukou definitely needs to be updated, because when you get registered in a civil affairs office, when you get to married, you have to bring your hukou residency with you, the certificate. If it is shown on the paper that you are married already, how can you get registered even in another province?
That's a very good point. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Luo Yu, and Brian Kobzinski.